Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you've got a debate with Martin Navarro, Charles Fernandez, Jimmy Skinner, and myself. We are inspired by Whose Line Is It Anyway? Yes, everybody's favorite improv show from, I think, what, mid-90s to early 2000s? I think it had a good run for, and then it kind of came back. I believe Aisha Tyler hosted it for a minute. It's had a few inceptions. Anyways, we take one of their improv sketches, ideas, if you will, called Scenes from a Hat. Maybe you've seen it, where the audience comes in, they write a bunch of shit on a piece of paper, throw it in a hat, pull it out, they've got to act on it. So we are doing a debate with that game. We're not prepared. Everything that comes out of this proverbial hat, so to speak, all on the fly for you today, ladies and gentlemen. It took us 151 episodes to get here, but none of us have done any prep work for this whatsoever. This is the Marvel edition. We figured, wouldn't it be fun to take some of the old 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s comics from Marvel and cast what we think should be the next big Marvel show? So you've got some comic book heroes that nobody has ever heard of, including ourselves. You've got four rounds of it today. We hope you enjoy it. Let us know. Leave us a voicemail or a review on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. Hit our link in the bio on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. It takes you right to the Debaterverse. Leave a voicemail, shop our merch, get to know us, follow the rest of the cast. All that stuff is there. Like I said, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook are the places to follow us if you want to. If you want to see us do dumb shit, TikTok's also a spot too. So without further ado, I have nothing but this debate for you. I have no more ramblings. I have no more updates. I have nothing coming down the pipeline. We don't have any new. We're working on another live event for you Winnipeg fans. If you missed the last one, we are working on one this summer. Follow us online. Subscribe to the show so you're always in the know. I give you Debates from a Hat, Marvel edition. I will cue the reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet. 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody, to the official space section of the Charter.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the place that asks your favorite question, what happens when real life meets real life. I am Michael Petro.
I'm Charles Fernandez.
And I am Wish Vin Diesel.
Johnny Gasoline?
Johnny Gasoline.
I think it's Johnny Gasoline. We'll explain that one in a bit, ladies and gentlemen. Who's in Vancouver?
Too Quick, Too Hot. The bootleg Fast and the Furious franchise movies that I'm going to be casting soon here in Vancouver.
That sounds like you're porno. Too Quick, Too Hot.
Like Jimmy Skinner as Eartha Kitt.
That still is my favorite impression.
Try to get her pink slip.
Wow.
Ooh.
That was a good one.
Cars, man.
Mark would be hit. Mark. Yeah, sure. Cars. Okay. Well, it's cars, guys.
It's cars, man. She had a car.
R.I.P.
So hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode. We are in, you are, we're all in for a treat, I think, today. Previous to all of these episodes, we spend, and I put this in quotations, countless hours preparing these episodes for you. Some of them go right to the wire, actually. They actually probably start at the wire, too, if we're going to be, you know.
Sometimes we talk about the wire.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. It's just, you know, the wire. So, but this one, we decided to kind of combine, I think, everybody's favorite improv show. At least that's where I got the idea from, was Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
One of the games that they play on that show, if you're unfamiliar with improv, is not Debates from a Hat, Scenes from a Hat.
That's right.
The audience writes a funny scene, they pull it out, improv actors do their amazing shit, and we all laugh. Well, we've decided to take that game and apply it to what we think we know, and this is Debates from a Hat, Marvel edition.
That's right.
And Greg Proops is in the building.
He is. May not come on the show. He's just here.
Couldn't get Wayne Brady, but we got him on telephone later.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe Wayne Brady's assistant on telephone later, but whatever. Attached to Wayne Brady nonetheless.
Brain Wadey. Yeah.
So what that means is that we've got 20-some-odd picks of Marvel characters. The point of today's debate, loosely written.
You've heard of them, maybe you haven't.
Yeah, some of these could be your favorites, but we decided, hey, these Marvel shows are doing really well. We've all watched Moon Knight. It was the fucking cat's ass. And why not cast the next Marvel show? Except, let's not cast somebody we know. let's cast somebody we don't have a fucking clue about. So we're gonna go through a couple rounds.
What would James Gunn do?
Yeah, what would James Gunn do with Hell Cow? Yeah. What would James Gunn do with, say, Multiple Man? Right?
Which
I mean, that's Michael Keaton, right? Multiplicity. That's the
Multiplicity.
Oh, yeah. Same movie. I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. That's his origin story.
Pizza.
Yeah. A monkey.
A monkey. So we're going to go through a couple rounds of this. We're going to skip the what you watch because we just want to get right into it for you this week. So I have a randomizer on my phone with all the names that have been entered
we're
in.
We're going to roll a D20.
Let me go get mine.
Oh, a real Dungeon Master always has their D20.
All right, let's do it.
Nice.
Who's first, by the way? And who's second? Who's third?
You know what? I'll go first. I'll go first out of the group. So we're going to go through whoever we land on first, everybody. We're going to do plots. We're going to come up with a plot. We're going to riff on that. We're going to somehow incorporate the powers. We're going to guess what the powers are before. This was Charles' idea. We're going to guess what the powers are.
I like that.
Before we confirm what the powers are.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm excited for? Maybe in a few years, maybe some of these characters end up being in movie or TV.
Are we securing finance?
See how close we get.
Is this our financial future if someone takes this from us?
Hashtag Feigyverse.
I don't want to brag, but I knew they were going to make a CW Hardy Boys show. I said it out loud, and it happened.
Once Riverdale happened and Sabrina, it's like, well, yeah, what well, else?
Didn't they?
Sure,
and
where's Nancy Drew?
I think it's coming.
Is that real?
I think it's real.
My God.
Are they bringing Emma Roberts back? Though?
Encyclopedia Brown.
So much educational television. Okay, so here's the first name on the list, ladies and gentlemen. Draw a name. Oh, Hellcat, Living Eraser Man. I can't keep up with all of these. We land on... Oh, no.
Who'd we get?
Hindsight Man.
We just talked about this, too.
Hindsight Lad.
Hindsight Lad, yeah. It's spell corrected to man.
That's so funny.
When does he get to man?
All right, well,
I think he's just a lad.
Let me bring up the list here and just see where...
He's the sidekick that never was.
Okay, first of all, who picked Hindsight Man? Was that you, Jimmy? Lad or man?
I'm pretty sure I threw him in the mix. Yeah.
I think that was you, Charles. I do have these all 3D.
I literally was like,
Hindsight Lad. There it is.
Do you want to read his origin, Mike?
I do, yeah. So here, let's go. So when their apartment building was engulfed by Darkling's Dark Force,
of course,
computer nerd and general misfit Carlton LaFroige learned that his neighbor, Robbie Baldwin, was secretly...
French, too.
So French. That's the worst part about him, I think.
I got here. Known as Speedball, an avid fan of superheroes, Carlton threatened to reveal Robbie's secret identity.
What a dick.
Unless he was allowed to join the team despite his lack of powers. Speedball and the New Warriors eventually relented and grudgingly allowed Carlton to join as Hindsight
Such
Lad.
A douche.
So not only do they let him in, but then he just is always like, oh, I would have done it like
He blackmailed
this.
His way into the group.
Yeah. Okay, I
and
would
then
just
roast them. Like, he doesn't even contribute anything.
How would that not create resentment amongst everybody around
or
him?
Whenever a villain's like, I'll kill him, they'd probably be like, oh, yeah.
He should have known. He should have seen it coming.
Well, we'll get to his assumed powers in a second because there's not a lot on Hindsight.
Yeah,
now, okay?
I can't imagine.
But
he doesn't even have Hindsight. Like, he doesn't even have future.
That's right.
With what I just said, Martin, where do you think this plot should start, in essence? I've got an idea. I think it should be kind of like an after-school bully special. Like a young Hindsight Lad, right? Because he's not a man. He's a lad.
Hindsight boy.
Hindsight boy. But like, it takes place in an area where he's trying to break into something and he's an outcast. Martin, do you agree?
I like it. Like, I think this is the type of show that, you know, those...
Tell me.
Kind of like MODOK. I think this show, like, it's got to be like MODOK. It's just going to be silly. It's
really
he's not going to be a serious character, but he's going to be the main character, but it's not going to be a serious character. He's not going to do anything. He's just going to riff. That's all he's going to do. He's just going to roast people left and right. That's it. That's what he's going to be.
Okay. Although the other New Warriors were initially leery of him, Hindsight Lad proved his worth when he saved the team from imprisonment by poison memories.
What?
Using Speedball's address book, Hindsight Lad contacted Night Thrasher, the New Warrior former leader, and the pair mounted a rescue mission. So this definitely sounds...
All he did was go and get help.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I was... It sounds like he just dialed 911.
He's their receptionist, essentially. Yeah. But he's just...
He's basically Lassie. He's Lassie.
Yeah.
He's Lassie.
And he's really good at it, clearly.
Hindsight
save them.
Does he have a whistle?
No, his costume's really stupid.
Well,
what does it look like?
It's like a white, what is it? He's like wearing a white cloak, I think, and like a visor.
I think you're thinking of Bong Man or Dr. Bong.
No, Dr. Bong was very specific. I remember Dr. Bong.
We get Dr. Bong.
Yeah, because he wasn't at all what I expected.
He was, I thought, when hilarious. I saw Dr. Bong on your list, I thought, okay, I know where this is going.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Marvel did a blunt man and chronic of their own, right? Dr. Bong, but...
Probably didn't land, huh?
No, my version of Dr. Bong is way better. Dr. Bong would definitely be a villain for
Blunt Man. Okay, so, Martin, there's for you, buddy, so you can...
Yeah,
oh, I can look it up. I'm looking it up.
There we go.
Okay.
He's
got definitely
like,
looking it up.
Like speed, he's got like a weird speed racer.
Yeah, he looks like an anime character.
Yeah.
He looks like Speed Racer for sure, but like hindsight lad, like the H and the L, he's so cheap, he couldn't even do two letters.
Team Rocket.
Right?
Yeah, kind of like Team Rocket. Yeah,
and
totally.
But here's the funny thing, guys. If you look closely on this, listener, you should Google this too. He's got rear view mirrors on his helmet.
That's all. Side view mirrors.
Side view mirrors. Thank you. And like, I'm like, what?
But that's funny.
But he can't see them.
Yeah.
Because
it doesn't make any fucking
sense. But that's
sense.
The hindsight, you know?
He doesn't need to. We already know.
That is the hindsight. Okay, so we have after school special. Do we all agree that this is kind of like young adultish, maybe?
But yeah, I could
see
them.
Teen sex comedy.
You know, do you guys remember Once Upon a Time Pixar would do like quick shorts before the movie? Like that old man playing chess against himself?
Yeah.
I feel like Hindsight Lad could be those 15-minute shorts for Marvel. And he would just be an asshole, or you know what I mean? Or like the gag is like,
that's a perfect place for this.
But you're forced to watch it
because
it's before your like presentation. Yeah.
It's your
like,
in between shit.
He's the guy that you were in class. You were always forced to like have to watch that video or have to listen to that.
Hang
and
on.
You're like,
am I picking up? Is this like a Canadian film board short?
Yeah, there you go. Our heritage moment that you're forced to watch.
Doctor, I smell hindsight, lad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who's Speedball? Robbie Baldwin was born and raised in Springfield, Connecticut.
Speedball's like their, it's like a lame, it's like their version of Flash. I
okay, thank
sure.
you. All right, so maybe a buddy sex comedy, Jimmy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
After school, young adult buddy sex comedy.
Right.
All right.
I think of it like you know where when Clone High, like those like cartoon, like that's where I think this is coming from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to be able
it's adultish, but not adultish. Like Adventure Time is for kids, but not for kids.
Right. Right.
You know, this is where Hindsight Lad would be.
Isn't Adventure Time with the food?
Yeah.
Or is that Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No, that's
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Okay. Yeah. Because there's a character that I picked, Mean Cuisine, which I hope we get, which is totally inspired from Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
That one was funny.
Okay. So young adult, after school, buddy comedy, buddy sex comedy.
Yeah. Body or buddy sex positive movie.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because
it's
body
the after,
image positive.
It's the after school.
He looks
special,
like a piece of shit, too. Like, he looks like he was kind
He's
of...
clearly the guy that would blackmail his way onto a super team. Like, just the way he even stands, you're
that. He earned his worth by going to getting. Like, just.
Right.
He should have just known to do
it's
that.
Like, it's like, how did he get on the team?
Good
his
people
dad,
do these things.
His dad bought us a jet. He bought us the team jet. So that was part of
his
the
dad event. Is the prime. Like, it's those people in Formula One whose dad's the primary sponsor.
Yeah.
And they get a race spot in Formula One.
Daddy sponsored that.
He's a good race car driver. Would he got to Formula One without your sponsorship? Nope.
And like, he contributes nothing. That means they saved the day. And he's like, hey, guys, that was great, but I would have. And you're just like, thanks.
I wouldn't have gotten captured in the first place.
Yeah. Your helmet doesn't have side view mirrors.
Did you guys notice I called for help?
That call wasn't cheap.
Okay, so let's kick into his powers here for a second, which is really fun.
On the document you sent us, it just says fucking none?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, he has zero powers. So this is going to be – this is why I think it could be like a young adult thing because we could emote. None of us have powers.
Well,
I mean,
we're
good people. But.
When I first read just Hindsight Lad, I thought maybe he's got like a Raven, like That's So Raven ability.
That's
where
really
he
funny.
Actually looks and then he can see the hindsight so he can
more
have
like Anthony
that.
Michael Hall in Dead Zone.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's got that one quick sec to be like, ooh, I just saw a possibility of two different outlooks. What decision do I make?
Avoid
but it
the
was
tuna surprise today. Thanks, Hindsight Lad.
Yeah, right? But then, no, it's so much worse. He can't even do that.
Just can't do anything.
He's just like exactly what we said. I think I can't remember. I think it was Martin, but yeah, it was just like somebody on Twitter. That's the equivalent of just Yeah, somebody on Twitter shitting on something.
Well, okay, yeah. So,
if I did Star Wars,
do you guys
remember
when Mark Wahlberg said that if he was on that plane that went down in 9/11, it wouldn't have went down that way?
You're like, well,
no.
This is what hindsight line is.
In that moment,
straight
in that
up.
Wait, was it before or after The Fighter, the movie The Fighter?
My God.
Because that makes a difference.
Or The Fighter.
Yeah.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he's like, I would have stopped 9/11.
He does. This is kind of funny, because his abilities include computer genius, expert strategist,
okay,
amateur machine smith. Can you be a machine smith?
Like, what did he made? He made Betamax or whatever? Like, is that?
he made Zune.
Yeah.
Accomplished researcher, trivia enthusiast,
that's
and
not
capable.
An ability.
Hang on. Capable organizer.
This sounds like he wrote his own Wikipedia page.
Right.
Like,
he could be like the team accountant. Every team needs an accountant to manage the finances.
I'm extremely punctual.
I have good table manners.
I would say my weakness is that I care too much.
Yeah, exactly. That's hindsight.
I'm a bit of a perfectionist, I say.
He does have weaknesses, though.
He does. Carlton requires corrective lenses.
So you could just take his glasses away and he's fucked.
Yeah.
Contacts, baby.
Also, he's just a human, so you could crush him. You could hit him with a car, probably.
Humans have a lot of ways to be killed.
They do.
They made a show.
They made a whole show about it.
Yeah. I think the first episode should be him getting LASIK surgery.
That should be
the first episode. Just where he's like, he's invincible now. Boom. Yeah. No more excuses. Got LASIK.
You had a really good idea, though, like the short, right? Yeah. Like the 7-minute, like the Love, Sex, and Robots kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's more this speed, because you get me to watch 21 minutes of this, or like or 54 when Marvel.
This is a 7 to 12 minute episode.
It is.
And it's got to be stupid. Like,
it does.
Really dumb.
Is it funny?
Like I said, him getting LASIK surgery, episode one.
Yeah. Like, I think that's hilarious. Very basic things he has to go and do, but they go like just fucking horribly wrong.
And then at the end, he goes, in hindsight,
here's what I probably should have done.
And that, oh my God. So that's really what it is. Every episode ends where he has a Jerry Springer moment on himself.
Yes.
Yeah. My final thought, in hindsight.
A Full House family moment.
And he can even talk to the camera, right?
Breaks
like,
the fourth wall.
What he does. He's hindsight.
And it's popular now. I think that would go really well.
And because he's lad, that could be a season finale.
What if he's like a grown-ass man?
Yeah, that could be a season finale.
That's what we get to.
He ends as one season ends as a lad, and then a season premiere is it's like John Cena wearing the costume. But it's like he's the man now. You know what I mean? It's like
same costume.
It's all like fucking ripped.
We didn't recast at all.
Yeah. So as you noticed, I am a hindsight man.
I'm a different man now.
And what's interesting too, okay, so if you look at like Speedball here, it says with Speedball, he broke into Hammond Labs. I think this is how he got his powers.
Sorry, what's his name again?
Speedball? Robbie Baldwin.
Son of Alec and Billy.
And Steven. Don't forget Steven.
Oh my God. House of Baldwin.
Hang on here. Robbie snuck into Dr. Nicholas Benson's experiment that tapped an extra dimensional energy source and was accidentally radiated by it when the energy went out of control. The energy gave him superpowers. Whenever Robbie was hit with an impact above a certain strength, he'd become surrounded by a protective kinetic energy field that manifested into the form of a more muscular body. Shit, my camera.
So he gets super jacked?
Yeah, like, basically. Yeah. So when he gets hit, he absorbs the energy and it turns into a muscle suit.
Weird.
And then he can like project himself.
Like buff,
hey, that's
like,
actually dope.
Yeah, like Buff Bob muscle pants. Of course.
And then he can project. He can use the energy to like shoot himself, so he can he can essentially like fly or like
human
run
torpedo.
Fast or
absorption powers neat.
Yeah.
Should hindsight man?
This will be just like a modern day Don Quixote. You know, that's if hindsight's the main character and this guy like actually has powers.
He'll
be serving hindsight the whole time. Inspector Gadget. That's what I see this as.
That's great.
That's funny.
In hindsight, I guess I should have had powers.
Every episode.
Just had superpowers.
Let's see here. Does he have?
Probably wouldn't have happened if I had flight.
Like, who is this nemesis? Just anyone with powers, I guess, because he's just bitter, or what?
Well,
it could be the long-term effects of LASIK.
Do we both think that it should be both of them? Right, like back and forth, kind of like rotating.
I think so, but it still should be hindsight is the lead. Hindsight is
the lead. Okay, so Speed's the second. He's the supporting cast.
The best friend.
He's the best friend.
He's the penny. Or brain.
Yeah, exactly. He's the
Oh,
penny.
That's great. Yeah, that's right.
Hindsight Lad's very good at calling for help.
Just he has a call. He does.
Well, I mean, okay, and like he, like his computer skills would probably come in some way, shape, or form. Like
probably a pretty fast texter.
You could just go to IT. Right. Like you could find.
I
anybody.
Actually started T9. You know, just like hindsight. In hindsight, that was really fast.
He probably founded one of those sites that aren't popular anymore, like Ask Jeeves. Like he was the founder.
MySpace. He was involved in. He was coding at MySpace before.
What if Yahoo? Like Yahoo questions.
What if we did like Jeeves? A Harvey Birdman attorney at law kind of thing?
Yeah, that's funny.
Like where he's just.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
And nothing interesting happens.
But he's like a hero in the office.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
Like in the dumbest ways possible. Like
the printer's gonna break.
Yeah. And he can.
Yeah, monotonous tasks.
And he fixes them. He's the only.
Hindsight Lad has to go get a new ink cartridge from Best Buy.
Toner man.
Episode 2.
And someone who won't.
That's what it
and
is.
And the
too.
Toner nemesis isn't even like a toner. It's just guy who won't sell him toner. And he's like, you asshole. And he's like the only guy that he can get toner from and he won't sell it to or something stupid.
Oh, shit. Okay, so we've got. It's a short. We've got our plot. We're going to have a buddy comedy. Who's the bad guy? Does anybody see where the bad guy
is? I don't think there is.
I don't think
there's
a bad guy.
Life.
Yeah. Society?
Society.
It's a
society, man.
It's an uphill
just
climb.
Life.
For people. Yeah. No, they've been forgotten by society.
Have to, you know what it'd be? It'd be like somebody who really, I think someone who grinds his gears is someone who really just lives in the moment. So I guess a baby.
Yeah,
he just hates babies because every day is like a new.
Boss baby.
Yeah.
There's your Baldwin too, right there. Yeah. It all ties
it all
together.
It
all comes back to Baldwin.
I like that though. That's deep. That's how every. Who do you hate, Hindsight Lad? Society.
Yeah.
And then it just zooms into his pupil, and then it's all like an acid trip after that. Just
the pupil that the LASIK eye surgery didn't take in, so he's like squinting. He's still trying. He can't see.
I do like the idea of LASIK man or something like that being a nemesis that's
LASIK
slowly
boy.
Building up in the background. Like every episode just ends with a 14-second like more development of him being like, I hate Hindsight Lad.
And he's like behind like, him and he's like, can you see me in your mirrors? Can you see me in your mirrors? He's like always fucking with him. Can you see me now? Can you see me now?
Or he just tells him the mirrors are broken and he's always paranoid because he can't see. He's like, fucking.
Wouldn't his villain just be success?
Yeah.
I think so.
He always gets it wrong. That's why he's hindsight. So he's just success.
Like I didn't catch. I mean, they're there. I just didn't bother to bring them up. But like, I wonder when this was actually in Marvel. Was this part of the 70s?
It's got to be part of that. 60s
from the drawing, it looks really old.
It's not a.
And it also looks
sexy
kind of
comic.
Like we were saying, anime-ish, which I feel like Marvel, again, that's very different from anything they were doing. So
yeah.
Hindsight Lad is someone they're like, you want to draw like anime? Go for it. It's not Iron Man. It's not one of our like staples. So whatever, you
and
know,
like
go for it.
Enough of this. And then they go for the second season of What If. They're like, what if Hindsight Man had forethought?
He becomes the new Watcher.
Yeah.
Still no powers.
Yeah. But he just sees all because he's got the hindsight, I guess.
He's doing it from like a bargain basement satellite station, just feeding his voice into the world.
Yeah.
Is he Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be.
I'm really good with computers, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And
we have a vision. It's
9/11 was a hoax.
Yeah. He just turns in. That could be his like downfall. He becomes Conspiracy Lad.
Wow.
And he just starts falling apart.
I mean, we always love watching a good train
if
wreck.
If Scarlet
right?
Witch were to corrupt him, that's what would happen.
Yes.
He'd become like Conspiracy Lad. And
I think
like...
he actually had a moment in with Captain America, too. Like,
oh
when
my
I was on,
God.
I was between Marvel fandom and the Marvel page.
Right, right.
To see if, and a lot of that shit is the same for a listener. If you, either or is fine. You're not wrong if you're on one or the other. But yeah, I think he was involved in, when did Civil War take place?
He hacked his computer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he got captured.
He called for help. Yeah. There's someone parking in the no parking zone.
Yeah.
That's what his problem
it's
is.
A little narc.
He and like But he's got a bad background in like hacking people's shit and trolling with all the computer stuff, right? Like that's when he's trying to.
Is he Mr. Robot?
Yeah. And Cap is really bad with technology, right? Right. He's from the 30s, so he's always getting locked out of his email.
Yeah,
and makes Einstein Cap into like an incel on the internet.
His social media presence is just so bad.
Think of the things Cap would tweet though, because he doesn't know a lot.
Hashtag let's
Einstein Lab. You're good with this information technology nonsense.
That's what he would be.
Oh my god.
He would be. This guy isn't a
guy. Fucking incel.
Okay, this is obviously Marvel After Dark now. Like you couldn't put this on.
Yeah, this is
Marvel.
This is Disney embracing like this is what is like this, once DC? They get Deadpool, like once they get that going and they embrace rated R, then this is what follows.
Yeah, Deadpool and Nine Slate.
Deadpool and Friends.
Yeah, Deadpool and Friends.
Yeah. Okay. It's a variety hour with Deadpool.
Final thoughts?
Who plays him?
Oh, good call.
Frankie Muniz.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to nail it with the first one. Holy fuck. It's the
first, I think Malcolm in the Middle, Hindsight Lad, do it.
Wow, that's a great pick. That's really funny.
Martin, do you agree with Frankie?
What's that guy's name again?
His wrestling.
Yeah, but what's Mickey Rourke comeback?
Yeah, this is his wrestling.
This is Frankie Muniz's Mickey Rourke comeback. Yeah. This is it. This is that makes him a serious actor.
Yeah, like if Malcolm was grown up, I could see him just being Hindsight Lad, you know?
Oh, that's funny.
Bryan Cranston would definitely drop in for a cameo.
Oh my god, he'd be great. He'd be the guy who doesn't sell him toner.
Frankie Muniz and Bryan Cranston is writing a Malcolm in the Middle reboot.
Oh my god, that'd be insane. I don't
know. Are you fucking with us or
I'm
is
not.
That
Frankie Muniz went on a podcast and said that Bryan Cranston has contacted him and told him that he's
writing a reboot. That's great.
So for Malcolm?
10 years later, same family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, and it could just be following Malcolm and his kids or any of them and their kids.
It's not right? He's just writing it. Like I don't think it's been picked up or anything, but
that's
it's
funny.
Happening.
Can Bryan Cranston wake up?
You know there was
It won't work because he died as Walt.
Never there's been a huge
I wanted to reverse that.
There's been a huge petition online to get him to play Dr. Doom.
Oh,
Bryan Cranston?
Fantastic.
Because after he didn't get Lex Luthor, because that was the big rumor, is he was going to play Lex Luthor.
That would have been great as well.
Snyder's verse. When that didn't pan through, everyone was like, make him Dr. Doom.
Victor Von Doom.
Oh,
okay.
That's a good pick.
Okay. And with Krasinski?
There you
go. That'd be cool.
Oh, cool.
I think I got a little hard when you said Krasinski.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, hey, man, I don't know what Marvel's planning, but even
poke
if
those holes in the condoms, Michael, cool. for some speed
bumps. What was that, Martin?
Poke your holes in your condoms for some speed bumps if you're hard.
Yeah.
Let it breathe a little.
So I think we nailed that first one. Huh?
Yeah.
No, I think we're good.
I'm impressed.
That was great.
Good job, everybody.
That was fun.
Listener.
I knew it'd be fun. It's fun.
Listener, if you are so inclined to be like, I want to leave a voicemail about that performance, you can go to our fucking link in bio, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hit leave a voicemail. It'll pick up your smartphone. You can tell us what you think of these. You could even send one of your own in and we would play it on the air.
Oh, totally.
Not a lot of them come in. So you're first in line. It's just so you know that. So, all right. Want to spin again?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let me bring
up this piece of shit app.
Rip that wheel.
All right.
I love how we all got confused by the app. Thank God, because am I stupid?
How did I pick alligator Loki twice?
Well, fucking going off over here, and I was like, "What the hell's going on? Like, what does this app do?" All right, so
you were getting notifications.
Yeah, and I'm like, "What? What?
That's so funny."
Like, I just want a thing that goes,
Dr. Bong has been taken. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Who hacked our fucking list?
Hindsight man. Hindsight lad.
Okay. All right. How do I do this again? View drawn name. I don't want a view drawn name.
You want to draw a name.
I want to draw a name.
You got to pick a name to draw a name. That's also weird.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, that's what I was so
confused. Is your list numbered?
Secret Santa app.
Oh, that's
it's four
what it is.
Secret Santa.
Oh, fuck. That's stupid. I thought it was
Is the list numbered? Because I'm just gonna roll a D20 and tell me what number it is on the list.
Yeah,
it's it's not numbered, but I can count down the list. So roll a D20.
Roll a D20.
Yeah, I like this. This is way better.
Yeah.
Martin rolls from Vancouver. He could lie.
Number six.
Number six. 1, 2, 3.
And if we picked it already, I'll just roll again.
Yeah, roll again, because that's Hindsight Lad on the other list.
God damn it.
Number five.
Number five is Forbush Man.
Forbush.
Not Forbush Man. Forbush Man.
He's not against Bush. He's
at least spell that.
Forbush.
Spelled how it sounds.
And
Forbush Man.
Okay, ready? Irving Forbush was originally the
terrible
officer.
Name.
Office gopher at Marble Comics. Marble, not Marvel.
Marble.
And
Marble.
Lived in a house with his Jewish maiden aunt, Auntie Mayhem. who is indirectly responsible for her nephew becoming a superhero. In a fit of pique, she slams the fabled cooking pot over Irving's head, inadvertently providing him with a disguise he's been looking for.
But not actual powers.
Not actual powers. Just a pot over his head. Four Bush Man went on to triumph over a number of superpowered adversaries.
Wow.
All of his victories were purely accidental, lacking superhuman powers. Dumb luck necessarily played a major role in all of his adventures.
I love that. So it's like Domino, but he's not lucky at all.
He's
just
unlucky.
Gets lucky,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Right. I think we should screw Speedball and get this guy to partner up with Hindsight Lad.
Yeah.
He's the one. He's the penny in the brain that saves. Like, he's the other guy's Chip. This is the Dale that just somehow dumb lucks his way into.
Totally.
Okay.
Apparently,
totally.
Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is actually very funny.
I read a review this week.
I watched it. It's really good.
Is that, oh, you did, eh? We started it last night, and it's pretty funny so far.
Right?
I'm very impressed.
I saw a review. Somebody said it was the funniest cartoon movie since Shrek.
It's pretty good. A pretty good cast. A huge cast.
Yeah.
It's not very nice. It's just a movie.
And the animation, it's funny because they still incorporate the 80s animation into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
they do both, right?
I got to the Sonic gag and I lost my mind.
Oh, that's Tim Robinson.
It was. I knew right away because I literally, the way he plays it is so
ugly
funny.
Sonic.
It's so funny. And that's the name of his booth. Ugly Sonic. Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. Four Bush Man.
Yeah.
Has a pot on his head.
Yeah.
And no superpowers.
Like marijuana or just a flower pot?
Like a pot. Anti-Mayhem threw a pot at his head. That's what. That's what Wiki
found. What was going on at Marvel that decade?
You mean Marvel Comics? Not
Marvel, right.
When did he come out? When was he published? What was the date he was first published?
Yeah, somebody hit that up.
That's got to be.
I'm interested to know who he's beaten.
Four Bush Man went on to triumph over a number of superpowered adversaries. Those adversaries include, he later applied for a membership with the Revengers.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Revengers.
And finally, the X-Men. Not X-Men.
E-C-H-S.
So this is like a multiverse of just like spoof, I think.
This is 100% spoof, I believe. Okay, so if we're in spoof land. This is Lampoon, so it's got to be.
Oh, my God. His costume is totally. It's the same. It's like the same artist and writer as fucking, what's it called?
Oh, my God. Lad.
It's got Lad?
Look it.
Totally. It's the same. It's got to be the same writer and creative team as what's it called?
Well, they got to be. I got that picture. They got a duo. They got to do it up. They're in the.
And he is. He's wearing like a crock pot. Like he's wearing
their TV show could be called Foresight.
Wow.
Amazing. Boom. Oh my God. Okay. And you know what they
all
should
right.
get? They
that's
should
a get, point for sure, right there.
They should get Reese.
Martin.
They should get the actor that played Reese on Malcolm in the Middle
amazing.
To play this guy.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Yeah, Malcolm. And then, that's it. That's
you
it.
Got Frankie Muniz, then you got Reese, right?
Is Reese is Reese's friend or the little brother? I wasn't a big Malcolm
Dewey's
fan.
The little brother.
Dewey's
the
little brother. Older. Okay.
Yeah.
All
yeah. right. Wow. Dewey would be like, we'll fight someone for Dewey.
Most importantly here, it says Four Bushmen is offered a position in Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts
Club Band.
He declined.
So that, okay, he came out, he started in 67. So again, this is like when
this
Marvel
is,
was, comics were just insane in the 60s,
well,
right?
And if he auditioned, if Sergeant Pepper is involved in the conversation, we know what they're smoking down at Marvel at the time. Like, that was the Beatles' most explosive, creative attempt outside of, you know, the Lennon and Ono years after, right?
Yeah.
So, you've got the guys at Marvel just being able to be like, you know what? We're missing a spot. Let's try some weird psychedelic 60s weird shit.
You should read his fucking powers, Mike.
Okay. Four Bush Man.
Wait, let's see. What we have to guess what his powers are.
Reading some pretty funny shit.
I want you to
find Wikipedia.
What do you think?
It's pretty funny.
Fuck.
It's pretty funny.
What do you think? Martin, you want to take a guess?
Martin, you take a guess.
Four Bush.
It's the way you say.
Does he have the ability to grow his pubes really quickly?
He actually just voted for George Bush twice.
Four Bush.
Can those pubes be grown and used like you can hang from
it's
a
like
building and
ivy.
Swing?
Or, yeah, like poison ivy with the vines. It's pubes.
It's like it's Carnage's symbiote, but it's his pubes.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I wish it was that.
Am
That's
I
so
the only
worse.
One that just, I don't know why, but I heard Four Bush, I assume not only pubes, but ginger? I don't know why.
It's red.
Like lumberjack ginger Four Bush.
I'm down to kick a ginger, so he's a ginger. He's a ginger for us.
Or just his pubes are.
Yeah, he's a dark brunette man with ginger pubes.
Just ginger pubes.
Yeah, the color's been pulled out of them every time he uses them to get out of trouble.
But this description is nuts because I love that it goes, while his first appearance had no powers.
Uh-huh.
From there, wow, does it change?
Okay,
so. Do you mind if I?
Read him out.
He has the ability Forbush Vision. Forbushman has the power to project utterly realistic visions into the minds of others when he removes the cast iron pot on his head. The hallucinations typically depict a reality that is hellish to each victim, slowly killing them as they struggle against it.
Kind of like Scarlet Witch's ability.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he can
give
somebody
her a run for her money.
He can give somebody bad mental health.
But it's crazy that he went from
nothing.
No powers.
Yeah.
Helmet.
And then, like an S-class mutant now? Like,
yeah.
So it's like the original Forbush Man had no superpowers, but the Forbush Man who appeared in Next Wave, who may or may not have been a broccoli man,
had
the power to project utterly realistic visions, and then it goes into what you said. Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
That's, I'm telling you, man, that decade of Marvel was just, hey, your nephew writes? Cool, bring him in. He's got a comic. Oh, you know a guy who does this? Cool, bring him in. He's got a comic. Like, what the hell was going on?
Back to being buddies with Hindsight Lad. He has a power, fourth wall breaking. Forbush Man can break the fourth wall. So he can tell the lesson at the end of Hindsight Man's episode by breaking the fourth wall.
I think this could be like a super hyper violent Sam Raimi type movie.
Yeah. I think you
this
think everything can be
this
that
is
way
what
now.
Doctor Strange should have been.
You can
terrifying.
Have so you'll have Hindsight Lad be like, so in hindsight, and then you'll have Forbush be like, in Forbush Vision. that's everybody's conclusion. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's come on in, audience.
I would really love if when he goes into Forbush Vision, it just has a graphic on the TV that says, put on your 3D glasses. And it has like the spinny eyes, and it's like, rah, rah, and like everyone's like, what?
The list does have 3D man on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And oh, dear God.
That'll definitely be what happens with him.
This is 100% how they get their powers, actually.
Yeah.
It says here that he actually has the ability of dumb luck.
Yeah, which works in his favor.
It's like domino. It's like domino.
Yeah, it is.
And his another ability, looking good. Forbush Man's costume is not found strange by all the others.
So that's funny.
They all just think it's totally normal. And that's an ability he has.
So not even they think it looks normal. They might be like, damn, who's that new hero? Like, they think it, like, really is wicked.
This is reading to me like a Kick-Ass, too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's not.
Totally.
It's superheroes. Like, did you guys ever see the documentary about guys who think they're superheroes?
Yeah, it was based that Kick-Ass was kind of inspired
so
or whatever.
Okay,
yeah.
So really that's what it. I'm getting at here. I'm getting at a guy who's a normal guy who can also make your brain melt, which I wish we had an origin for how Forbush got his... You know what? It's in his ginger pubes.
In Hollywood fashion.
He harnesses the radiation from the sun into his pubes. It gives him the power. That's why they're ginger, causing Forbush Vision and Forbush powers.
That's funny.
What about the plant on the head?
Well, the pot. See, the thing I'm trying to find, like, you want
maybe the pot. Maybe the pot is like is made out of an alien metal that absorbs the sun's powers, so that he can
a peacemaker helmet. Style.
I think
actually be like a power helmet kind of thing. That's funny. Power pot.
I consider cast iron to be an alien species of
a cast iron. Like I would say, like if you're wearing cast iron and someone shoots you or at least punches, it's better than if you're not wearing anything.
Yeah,
I guarantee that.
A cast iron pot forged in Nivadalia.
That's right. That's a made up word. All words.
All words are made up.
And he does have a weakness. I don't know if it's something that can be
being
worked
shot.
On. Well, it's basically that. Like, it might be something that he could even fix. Like, his weakness is he has the proportionate strength of a schoolboy. But couldn't
so
he just?
Do I.
He could just work out, though, right?
No, yeah, sorry, his number one enemy.
He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to.
Well, if he can make you see hell.
Right.
That's terrifying.
I like that we're picking, there's some really good characters on this list, but we've got the two bargain basement buddy system going on.
It sounds like he might have taken the super soldier formula.
I read that, too. I think that there's a little blip there.
Or maybe a variation of it, because if you know there's variation of the super soldier formula, right? So
it sounds like he might have done something like that.
Why? So he did. So on top of that, he took like HGH. He's like season two of Hindsight Lad.
It definitely is
Magnus for Magnuson, world's strongest man.
It's a shitty variant of the super soldier because it made him into a super boy.
Super boy.
Yeah, because he has the strength of a boy. So
that's what it came. Yeah. Can't get stronger.
Listen, man, he can take Legos apart. That's
imagine,
a pretty big deal.
Could you imagine telling people, hey, I got the super serum, and they're like, what happened? It's like, we'll see. And then Steve Rogers goes like the week after you, and then it's Captain America, and they're like, why didn't yours do that? And it's like, I don't know.
It was version 1.99. Steve Rogers version 0.20.
Yeah. And then hindsight, lads, like, in hindsight, you probably should have been Steve Rogers. When you got it.
Is this a series or is this more shorts?
It could be like, you know what? They spoof the MCU.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could show you all the coolest scenes over the MCU, but then they'll be like... They critique it or like they crap on
here's
it. Kinda.
Here's how lucky we are. And here's how lucky we could have been.
Like they show a scene from Avengers, but they zoom in on a part of the building smashing into another part of the building. And then they're just like, yeah, so the kill count from that is right. And it's just like kind of that side, that dark side of the MCU that they.
I would have made the evacuation 30 blocks instead of 29.
That's right. Right. He actually shows, he goes, okay, let's show 30 blocks from the whole battle. And it shows 30 blocks is actually like. All perfect. Those people died. So it's
still
like,
in the impact zone.
Yeah, it's still like majorly in the impact zone. That's kind of funny. It'd be cool. I think it'd be funny if it was completely written and like made by comedians. Not just Goldberg and Rogan. I mean, like, they could do an episode. I mean, like, all comedians. Like,
handed
Eric Andre, all of them.
Mulaney and what's-his-face from Nick Kroll and John Mulaney.
Yeah, like,
could be passed
totally.
Around.
Yeah, it
you know,
could be.
And every episode could be, like, a different creative team of comedians and even animation. Like,
well,
kind of
like
a what-if.
Diabolical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
But the main connection is it's, like... Hindsight lad leading it, like he narrates it or he's like guiding every episode or whatever.
Who's the LASIK surgery place in Winnipeg? Does anybody know the name? Because they could sponsor the whole thing.
That's so funny,
right?
Every episode ends with an ad for them.
I just know the rapping vasectomy doctor.
Okay, yeah. Oh, too bad we don't have a guy who needs a, you know, to. I don't know why that makes any sense. Moving on.
Sponsored by LensCrafters.
There you go. That's what I'm getting at. Are we good on that?
I think we're good.
Because Reese is going to play him.
Okay, so we have Frankie Muniz and the guy who played Reese, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, fair
Nailed
enough.
It.
All right, D20.
This is so easy.
Funny.
Easy when you're not on your own, right? Like, I had all my shit, but now it's...
Number 15.
Number 15.
Marvel's
okay.
Easy.
It is,
and,
yeah.
Fucking
high. You, Kevin Feige, we got this.
And they're high as shit. Like, what, Captain? Like, so clearly the guy who wrote that character is like, I love the Beatles, and that's
well,
the best bad ever.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
What do we got? What do we got?
God, I love Pete best.
Jimmy, do you want to ask me what we have?
What do we got?
What do you think we have?
Is it Eraser Man?
No.
3D Man.
It is one of your picks.
Did we get Skinhead?
No, we
didn't. Okay,
get
thank
Skinhead.
God.
The roller,
gonna,
the
that
roller,
might be a problem.
We is have it? The Roller Disco Devils.
Yeah.
So obviously cool. It's a period piece.
Obviously. This was one of the ones that, like, when I landed on the fandom page, it just gives you this Marvel UN app link.
That's so funny.
And it's, like, a dead link from 89, and it's, like, super basic. Like, go on your phone and click on
I
it.
I assume
you'll
if
see
it says Devils, it's, like, a team, yes?
Yeah.
Not just, okay, cool.
Yeah, there's multiple. So I'm picturing, like, a Warriors-type movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
With more Boogie.
Very much.
If they were all on roller skates, essentially.
Series or movie?
Maybe, like, a roller disco in hell.
Yeah.
I think that's actually just what
happened. How do we link this to the MCU?
Mystery Men has the Disco Boys or
okay,
whatever.
So here's some breakdown here. So it's seven members. None are named. They're just the Roller Disco Devils.
Seven
and that's
members.
How we're going to keep it, too.
Yeah. Disco 1, Disco 2,
Disco 3. That's too close to names.
Okay. A group of badly dressed, out of shape, overgrown juvenile delinquents trying to prove that they're still cool and that disco isn't dead.
Like if the Foot Clan was just 40-year-old men.
Pretty much.
It's like Disco Stew.
40-year-old men who love
the
Bee Gees.
Disco Boys, all. That's great. And
so basically, we're looking at the starting lineup of a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Yes!
The lineup waiting to get in. Anybody in that line.
And part of their goal is to bring disco back. Like, it'll beat the shit out of you, but you'll be like, you'll know disco by the end of it.
So here's what's so great about this, is that this is tied very heavy into one of our favorite characters. But I just want to tell you the affiliations, possibly, not confirmed, but possibly the Village People.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So,
Man Group.
Well, I'm just thinking Macho Man would be a great theme song. We know that the theme song from Jesus Christ, not Homelander, John Cena. Names a little.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think this with a disco flair would be a lot of fun for an.
It's like, gonna be a very
their opening. I think the opening to every episode or whatever is a new song and dance, but like disco.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, 100%.
So definitely gotta be James Gunn. Gotta be James Gunn.
Yeah. This is a James Gunn.
This is a James Gunn. James Gunn production for sure. Okay, so enemies. Ready for it?
Yeah.
The Hulk.
No. Get out of here, really?
Local kids with
Bruce Banner.
So
he's gonna tear down.
The Hulk does look like he hates disco.
It makes me so mad.
You guys are gonna be so blown away by the three things that I say. So enemies, the Hulk, Bruce Banner, local kids with a craving for Hostess fruit pies.
What?
And then Hostess fruit pie retailers with lost business because of them.
So we have Mark Ruffalo. We've got Ruffalo.
Well, we have Ruffalo.
Yeah.
We have Norton.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. We could have any Hulk we want.
They would work so well in She-Hulk. That would be a great way to even bring him in.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a cool way
to bring
him in.
Have a show unilateral, right? Like, who are these roller discos?
That's how you bring him to the MCU.
Oh, my God.
And every time they're on screen, it's got to be like a 70s filter. Like, film it with film.
Yes,
you know, every other thing is modern.
Right, yeah. And like have those
on
like,
an iPhone, but in a 70s feel.
And have like the real jump zooms and stuff, you know, like really, totally. And I know filmmakers would have so much fun with that, right? Like
base of operations, mobile, obviously. They're on roller skates.
Well, this is what I'm thinking. It's just like the Warriors where that one guy's on rollerblades and then they have that bathroom fight.
Yeah.
It's just like that. That's
and
what
you
I'm
gotta
picturing.
You've got to get sequence fights where they have organized sequence choreographed fights.
I
right?
want a fight like, that's longer than the one in They Live.
Yeah.
I want it to 15 minutes.
A whole episode could be a choreographed fight.
That's
a whole episode.
Get the John Wick team in this. And
to be continued to the next part of the five-part fight series.
You remember the fight or the action scene in Kingsman in the church when Colin Firth is just shooting? Like
it's
that
like
style,
that.
And the camera's panning around like a roller rink, like showing
the
them
bullet
all.
Cam, essentially,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Giving you that full 360.
That could be a lot of fun.
The one camera shots in this episode alone are going to be insane.
Yeah, exactly. Like just the creative direction.
What if every episode is just shot like 1917, just one camera shot throughout the whole thing?
Oh my God.
No break, just constant
and
filming.
The cameraman, everyone, the crew is on roller skates.
Everything
is just chaotic.
Can we throw a gun and replace him with Terrence Malick and just have him film
like
and just stop and go walk outside and film something totally unrelated?
Like, it'd be like very grotesque violence, but then on the edge of the screen this woman's doing this amazing like
beautiful
sequence,
yeah,
dance,
something
like incredible
something.
And you're
doing
like
that thing where they're crouched and one leg is straight
they're going like and sitting like that and there's just like insane violence on this side.
It's like Whiplash or Whip It.
One of those is a song and one of those is a movie.
I think you know which one.
Okay. Okay, so 70s feel, obviously.
Yeah.
Throwback. Like, should it be done in the 70s television style?
Yes.
They should think it's the 70s, but it's in modern day.
Okay.
So whenever you film them, it's 70s, and they say, like, 70s slang and stuff. And all other characters are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, they're trapped in the 70s.
They've got their Fitbits going on, you know what I mean? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to get my steps in.
Like, kind of Dolomite-ish, but like,
not
the blaxploitation, but like just that cheesy.
Well, 70s.
Yeah.
Can't be 70s.
Like, they could have a scene where they go into, like, they're at a rival bar or something. So it's
not
their bar.
Yeah.
And they're like, DJ, play the song ABBA, whatever. And they go like this, and it's a guy like,
you guys can't wear your rollerblades in
here. Yeah. Or like the guy's like on an iPod and he's like, hold on. And then they're like, where's the song? And he's like, I have to search for it. I don't have it in my library. Give me a sec. And he's like on Spotify trying to find like,
cut,
how
you
old
know,
is
like,
the song?
And they're in their pose just waiting because they can only go once the song starts.
I'm holding.
They're like, dude, come on, man. Just find the song. And he's like, is it the 7-minute version or the 12-minute version? They're like, oh my God.
What's extended cut?
Guys, I think I have their rival villain for season.
It's
hair metal. Isn't that what killed Disco? Is hair metal?
He's hair metal.
Totally, dude.
Hair metal, some sort of hair metal gang.
It could be like Car Wash versus like fucking Guns N' Roses solo, like Slash going, and then they're like trying
to. They wear roller skates or roller blades? Because like, what if the other guys wore roller blades and these guys wore roller skates? You know what I mean? Because 70s was, they don't have roller blades back in the 70s, all roller skates. So.
Three wheels, and then it was all about, like the three wheels was like the whole thing.
And then
right?
At the end of the season, the roller blades and the roller skates get along, but then they find out there's a gang with ice skates.
And they're like,
I think
we're
pretty much describing the plot of Rock of Ages
with Mighty Ducks.
And they're from Iceland. Yeah.
But then you cut to the Disco Devils. Is it the Disco Devils? Yeah.
The Roller Disco Devils.
Thank you.
I just love the idea again of like, the fact that that was an actual thing at one point, like the roller disco was such a popular thing.
It was.
And it was such a huge thing. And I love the idea of them.
A gang.
Yeah. Like just, you know, capitalizing on that era that, you know, on something like that and putting that ridiculous Marvel like twist on it. Like they fight. Yeah. Could you imagine seeing the seven of them fighting the Hulk? How fucking.
So are we casting different people, or are we doing what the weird Johnny Depp Willy Wonka did, where they just cast one guy?
Oh, and CGI. Yeah. No, I think we should cast all seven.
Okay.
I think we should cast, but no names. Got to be no names.
Or like it's like the cast, like the backup dancers to like the remake for. What is it? West Side Story.
That's funny.
Like, they're not the leads. They were those backups fill up the back. Like,
how
they're...
about the dancers from the Ace Rothstein Hour from Casino?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Ace Rothstein dancers. Because that was late 70s, early 80s.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Perfect.
We just need him to know how to roller.
Paula Abdul has to be in it.
She choreographs.
I definitely, like, what is it? That movie, the movie that. I guess Elliot Page, when she was Ellen Page, but she
Hard Candy?
No, it was a roller disco, roller derby.
Whip it.
It was okay. Whip it. Yeah, that's right. That's
I'm
what you said.
A real thing.
I'm old enough.
Right.
I went to Devo.
Right.
I didn't go to. I didn't
oh,
go to
Devo.
Drew, I didn't
yeah,
go to
Devo
Drew
too.
Barrymore in my head.
Devo
with
too.
Ellen. Yeah, okay.
But underrated movie. Very good.
I really
movie.
Liked it.
It's awesome. But those girls are those that roller derby style.
Yes,
they're hard as fuck.
Yeah.
There's roller derby in Winnipeg, by the way.
There is.
You can get tickets.
You can. I dated a roller derby girl back in the.
It's honestly,
she would bench press you.
I was a workout. She would just throw me.
Well, that's fun.
You take a roller skates in the chin, buddy, and tell me it's a good time. Cut to though, the roller disco devils are in a jam. Whoever they are, they need a lawyer. Bring in She-Hulk.
There we go.
There's your
connection.
Oh
yeah, there you go. I
thought you were gonna say Better Call Saul.
Oh, but then when they find out that her cousin is Bruce, they're like, oh.
No, right?
Maybe Hulk, destroyed their roller disco in a rage one day.
He thunderclapped.
Totally.
He Hulk clapped.
Totally.
Yeah. It was totally an accident. This is pre-Smart Hulk Ruffalo.
And when they rebuilt the club, they rebuilt it as an 80s rock bar.
Oh, no.
So literally,
ooh, there it is.
Disco for them.
Wow.
He killed the disco for them in their
Hulk
town.
Hulk killed the disco star.
Right, so they're just...
Well, just again, like I said, what if this thing was 29 blocks away, and if they put the race to 30, it would have never got destroyed. So just like hindsight...
So funny.
Boom. It's hashtag so Feigiverse. All connected.
I don't know if I like Phase 5 of Marvel. This weird pervert keeps coming on the screen and telling us what we should have done.
Yeah. Is that fucking Malcolm?
Who did they let write this shit?
Malcolm does have fourth wall breaking abilities.
All I'm saying is
he does.
If Malcolm is hindsight lad, Reese becomes Forbush, then it
Eric
really,
Per Sullivan.
It really paves the way for Bryan Cranston being Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
And hindsight man will always be like, in hindsight, I told you this
you
was
should have
I
it
told
coming.
You this was a good
he
idea.
Says to the crowd.
Told you this guy was a bad idea.
Basically, hindsight lad can take over those cameos. Remember that one after credit scene where Captain America's just like, so you waited and waited and nothing happened. Remember? And that was the after credit scene, right? That would be like hindsight lad would basically take over that style of like.
It's over.
Yeah,
I got a story that means nothing, but made me think of it. Apple did that with their terms and conditions one year. They threw in a paragraph where a guy just broke from terms and conditions and was like, "Hi, I'm an Apple employee. I have to wear green every day. It sucks. If I don't eat one apple a day, they fire me." And it was just this long-winded rant
to see if people would see it.
If you read it, right?
Yeah.
Who reads the teaser?
Because somebody does.
Somebody does.
It is pretty ironic, though, that is the joke: is that it's a legality that nobody reads, but it's a legal document. It's
you
real,
should be reading, yeah.
But nobody actually reads it. Like,
no.
That's funny.
We're good.
Anyways.
In hindsight, you should probably read anything before you sign it.
For Bushman, just so you know, audience, read the fucking T&Cs. Okay, so we've got a 70s feel. It's Hulk, it's She-Hulk, it's Roller Disco Devils.
It writes itself.
It does write itself.
Man, and they're like, you
we
know
got
what?
A we got a villain team or whatever. We got a, yeah.
They could be like it's like Warriors meets Roller. What was that? Roller James Caan was in it, and then they did with Rebecca.
Was it Rollerball?
Rollerball. And then they could be like Rollerball, like their MCU moment, like their Tony Stark tech moment, is they come out with Rollerball gear one season to fight Hulk. And it's like an armor on, and
but
everyone's
still
like,
with the 70s porn feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone's like, holy shit.
They're putting up a fight.
I would fucking watch this.
I'm dude, not, it'd be fun.
And
it'd
done
be
in
fun.
Done in the vein of the Outsiders. No. What did
the
you
Warriors.
Say? The Warriors.
Warriors.
Sorry.
Yeah. Warriors. Yeah.
And, like, they've got, like, they all have matching outfits, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we
have
gold,
and
disco
the soundtrack would be so sick.
Yep. It'd be like a Thor Ragnarok.
Totally.
Yeah.
And especially the episode where it's them versus the 80s group. Like, you'd have a mashup. Like, they would mash up the disco
this?
With the 80s.
Can we do this like
so
Anchorman,
sick.
Where, like, they all come to fight with pitchforks and shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of throwdown?
Yeah.
Where'd you get a grenade?
They unite all the
it's
rollers.
A trident, brick.
They unite all the roller derbies at the end.
Unite
to
the clans.
Fight, to
unite
Hulk,
the clans.
To fight Hulk. Yeah.
Well, that's what they have. What if they're a roller derby team, and, you know, the bad roller derby team is the 80s team? They're the ones on top. The hair metal team.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's just a big roller derby thing.
You have to have an antagonist. You have to have some conflict, right?
Right.
So, and it's based on.
I do like
they play dirty.
Hulk being the villain, but not really being a villain. But to them, he's the villain.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, that's your change in perspective, right? We always see
it's
the
like
superhero
that lady who made
dude.
Iron Man go insane and try to make everybody sign a petition that's like, "Hey, we're going to put you in an underground prison for the rest of your
yeah,
life."
Yeah, that's
what?
Right.
Well, that's what he did.
That was Iron Man. That was
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Ultron. Ultron, right? Ultron.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, no. And what could be kind of neat is again, this could be these are the kind of shows that are they can totally fuck around and not worry about being experimental or whatever.
Right.
So
yeah.
You can get Hulk. Imagine an 80s out Hulk, like a hair.
Oh my god.
A hair or like the crazy ponytail, and he could have like, you know, like Star Child style, like David Bowie. Like, you know what I
well,
mean?
Well, it's multiverse,
like,
right? We could play Hulk as like we could play any Hulk we want. It's
totally.
A multiverse. So
totally. Yeah.
Peter Chris Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That would be so
my funny. Grand Slam was supposed to come with sausage.
No, I love that you have like an 80s or 70s Hulk. Like that's
yeah.
Why
that's,
not?
Well, I yeah. Just for listener, I mean, we don't expect primetime slots here.
Can we bring back Lou Ferrigno for that one?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Lou, you know what?
Yeah.
Lose the what is it? He's the bodyguard, like the staff for the in the roller derby.
Yeah.
He's the head of security
oh,
at the
God.
Roller derby. But he hates kids.
Hey, no speeding. No
yeah,
speeding.
He hates kids. He hates all the kids in there.
They keep trying to steal my hostess cakes.
My hostess fruit cakes.
Yeah. Love those. All right, we got three done. Wow, this
nailed
is,
it.
This is.
Hey, I'm gonna roll.
Fun, right?
Give me a roll.
Number one.
A one.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
We're high today, and that one, Martin. That's a fail.
Ladies
that's a
and gentlemen.
Fail.
Who do we
that's
got?
An epic fail.
On 3D. We got
3D,
man.
Oh, that's great. That's
I'm not reading it. I'm still, I haven't read it, so.
So that was a double pick. Me and Charles both picked 3D, man.
Yeah.
How does this name look like in, is it like 3 space D or 3D?
No,
no
it's
spaces?
3D dash like Spider-Man and then
yeah.
Half 3D.
Okay.
Half man.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 3D man was a 1950s hero.
Oh, so it's 1950s, yeah.
So I kind of, when I started reading about this, because I'd read about it like a week in advance,
right.
I was thinking something along the lines of like scientific lab, Los Alamos, California, Nevada desert.
Right.
To get powers, because it revolves around two things, actually, which is really cool, because now we're getting back into it. But 1950s hero who came about through the unique merger of two brothers, Hal and Chuck Chadler. Chuck
his
was a test pilot, which is where I'm getting the Area 51
yeah.
shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who was abducted by alien Skrulls.
Oh, so the Skrulls. Okay,
Skrulls
so
are heavy.
So,
in
yeah.
this.
Now we have yeah. Malcolm, Reese, and Hal.
Yeah, there you go.
My God.
There you go.
Who knew Malcolm in the Middle would be such a spine for us? Tenet.
It all comes yeah. together. Yeah,
we just need a Dewey. We just need a Dewey.
Oh, Dewey's going to come. Dewey is going to come for sure.
Hang on here. So alien Skrulls during an important test flight, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Aliens, Area 51, 1945, 1951, like that kind of,
yep.
you know, Fat Man, Little Boy is one of my favorite movies. I've talked about it before, but like everything they've ever done about that era of like air flight testing and like the dawn of the use of atom, I feel is perfect for this, but you can disagree with me. Earth has seen as a Earth was seen as a strategic location for the Skrulls in an ongoing conflict between the alien Kree and Skrull empires. So the Skrulls were seeking information on Earth's space program and it captured Chuck to interrogate him. Chuck resisted and escaped, accidentally causing the explosion of the Skrull spacecraft. Oops. In the process. While his brother Hal watched, the radiation from the explosion seemingly disintegrated Chuck, who disappeared into a burst of light. He later discovered, however, that the light burst had imprinted the image of Chuck on each lens of Hal's glasses.
Oh, that's so funny. That's actually kind of cool.
Through concentration, Hal could merge the images and cause Chuck to reappear as a three-dimensional man.
What?
Chuck became the costume adventurer known as 3D Man, a single-handedly subverted the Skrulls.
So he's just two guys sometimes?
He's Hal or Chuck.
I guess so, yeah. Only in his lenses, though.
Yeah.
Only in his lenses.
But the superpower is inside of an object. It's not inside of...
But how? He has to focus to do it. Can someone else focus really hard and do it?
I
can
say
see, yeah, it's
here.
Like I can see my grandma.
Enemies though. Here's what's cool. He's got two great enemies.
Why am I here?
We have Kang the Conqueror and the Skrulls.
There's no
heaven. Oh yeah, which yeah, like that. Okay, so see when I read 3D Man, I was like right away my brain was like, "Okay, 60s, 70s. They're in a 3D theater watching the screen or something. Right. A projector hits them in the fucking eyes or something. And it's either he sees 3D, which
it's
is funny because life is 3D.
Yes.
Or his powers are like, say he can like project 3D projection so he doesn't actually punch you. He'll give an image and then it'll just be like you being like, ah, and then he can run away.
The train's coming
while
right
that's happening.
Me.
Right. Yeah. Like a Mysterio, but like lamer.
I get it. I mean, I do the family friendly aspect of what you're talking about. You're talking about ABC 7 o'clock at night,
yeah,
right?
like TGIF.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
your
yeah.
you know Sabrina, and then it's 3D Man.
Yeah, no, very much so.
Or
with like warm Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
and like knitting by the fireside, like all. I know what you're talking
about. You know the old school 60s 3D glasses,
the blue and the red. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure in Back to the Future 1. One of Biff's crew wears those.
He does.
So
he
that's
totally
3D
does.
Man. Something happens where they get fused to his face and he can never take them off. So he is.
So you are 3D. Incorporating the story, but you're just doing it in a different way.
Yeah, like that's that was how my, and that's what I thought. And I was like, that's hilarious. Okay. Like
Martin,
is,
what about you? What are you thinking?
I took it this way because it's like, it's not three, it's 3-D Man.
Is that what it
so
is?
I was like,
3-D.
Give him
three. I was thinking like he has the powers of three, like literally 3Ds. Because you know those signs that where they have like the letters that you can interchange?
Yes. Yeah.
You get like they have the letters and sometimes there's a letter missing. That's he used to work there. Somehow lightning struck and you know, he was had 3Ds in his hand at the time. So now he has the ability to call up 3Ds as weapons or armor, whatever he needs to.
You can throw a D as a star, like a ninja star.
Yeah,
yeah.
He needs it to fly and levitate himself. He can control these 3Ds and like make them disappear and reappear like so, that. That's
you don't want to have the 3Ds like determination, discipline, and
disappointment.
No. Like literal Ds. The letter D. He can.
That's funny.
He can conjure three-letter Ds.
He can just summon like Ds.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can his catchphrase
just three though? Just three because he's three.
Right, D. right.
Just I have three. A question. Can his catchphrase be "Don't make me give you the D"?
D's. Don't make me give you the D's.
D's.
Incoming. D's incoming.
Nuts.
D. My D is coming.
D's.
That's so yeah, we have
funny.
I like
three D's.
I've got some triple D's for you.
I like that we're staying rooted in the birth of the character, right?
Yeah.
Like, if
well,
they came
this
in
is
the
an
70s,
origin story.
This is an origin story.
Yeah.
This is what everybody's been waiting for. So enemies, we've got Kang the Conqueror and Skrulls, which is great because you've got so much material to like go back with Kang.
Yeah.
And Skrulls, nobody ever knows if you're a Skrull or not. So
right. That could be the twist: is that everyone they turn out to all be Skrulls.
It
like,
turns out
I've
that
been
like,
a Skrull this whole time.
They're all Dewey. Dewey's all that's that they weren't good Dewey. It's
my
all Dewey.
My D is a Skrull. But
just the head.
Here's what's cool: you could make one of the brothers a Skrull the whole time,
right?
And
or
yeah.
What if his enemy being he uses the D letters? What if his enemy, his all time nemesis, is Numeric Man?
Numeric Man, that's funny.
So because he's letters, he can't face off against the guy who's numbers.
Right.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
All I got are D's.
Their worlds they can't exist together.
Yeah, we can't be on the same line of type.
3-3 man.
3-3 man.
4-3s.
4-3 man.
16-9 man.
I think it only makes sense than Dewey as 3D man. Dewey D.
Eric Per Sullivan.
Okay. Or no, if they have a Dewey Decimal Man, then that.
Did you guys watch Malcolm this week? Like,
yeah, I did.
Oh, I've been watching. I've been rewatching it like hardcore.
It
holds up.
I wasn't allowed to. No, I'm kidding. I was allowed to watch Malcolm in the Middle.
That's the next one.
A bad boy.
Yeah. Your mom was just. I love that the joke now is your mom was like, "Michael, go upstairs. I need to watch my shows." She watched Simpsons and watched Malcolm in the Middle.
No, Michael would just hold like the yarn in his two hands.
But he wasn't allowed to watch. He just had to keep looking.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. Look at mama. Martin, you missed it. Jimmy and Rob at the recording, the live recording of the daughter, trolled me out hard about how I don't watch The Simpsons.
He openly blamed his mom.
But
there.
I blamed my mom there.
And she was there.
Just threw her right under the bus so fast.
What happened?
Well, the remainder of the night, it just kept on going that my mom actually was allowed to watch The Simpsons, and all she did was send me to bed.
Yeah. So she didn't let Michael watch it because she wanted to, and she just didn't think he'd like it or get it. She didn't want to be in that. Like,
I just didn't want to be around my dumb kid anymore.
Kid was so dumb, he just ruined The Simpsons.
He doesn't get the jokes on the show.
Sundays at 8 are mom time.
Anyways, okay, so we've got a 1950s, 1960s test pilot era. I like the movie theater thing. Like, that's us.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Just the ridiculous, yeah.
Like, the ridiculous way of
my
getting
glasses.
It.
My glasses! And then you get that, put on your 3D glasses every now and then throughout the
if
episode.
Only I could take
and
them
people
off.
Watching yeah. it are like, were we supposed, and there's never anything in 3D. It's just that's what happens in his life.
They just do the SCTV thing where they're like moving it closer to the.
And every now and then that could be like a really hard moment for him is what you said is like when it's like put on your 3D or take off your 3D glasses. And he's like, I can't.
This could be really yeah. dark and gritty for no reason.
It could be.
It's Rorschach, but 3D man.
Good joke. The city bleeds in 3D. Pestilence, rape, and murder.
All in 3D.
Such a nice day.
It would be good though, but what if that was the case? What if it was like the most ridiculous Marvel character became the most serious Marvel movie
yeah.
ever? Right? Yeah. It'd just be so unexpected. You're like, oh fuck. This is like Marvel's version of the Batman.
Yeah.
He wants like, to be the darkest. The
Marvel, they did the Batman. It's fine.
Oh, this guy's hard. And then it's like 3D.
I think he's got to be cast by Jackie O'Hale now. We're going to make him Martian. You know?
That's a good cast.
I'm down with that for sure. Now, what if like his lair is an old movie theater too? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, tie into it. Like
it closed down after the explosion.
Exactly.
And or no, it's an old factory that made 3D glasses like the
there
ones
it is.
That you got in the books, like,
yeah.
you know, like the 50s.
The, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the Cracker Jack box.
No, his,
there's also X-ray specs.
His hideout is the 3D printer section of Best Buy.
That's right.
Because he also works there, but he's broke, so he has to access all the Best Buy gear for his crime fighting at night.
He's just sitting there staring at a 3D printer.
He's actually the last remaining member of the Geek Squad, and like, that's what he's actually. That's the
someday
geek. They call me.
Someone comes in and they're like, I need a 3D printer. He's like, just look and just let me look at it, and I don't whatever.
He builds it. He builds it in front of them. Yeah. He just takes like
geek,
it's like short circuit. They
geek
just zoom.
Squad. Assemble.
And they do like Edgar Wright cuts where it just shows him grabbing parts and then it's just assembled. It's like shh, 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 and then cut, done.
I don't
it's
think
amazing 3D printer.
I don't think we picked a character that's from like the 90s. Like they stopped
no.
like all of this nonsense.
Because clearly someone took over the company and was like, what is going on?
All right, you're cut.
Like, None of these guys can beat Thanos. What is going on here?
You just get some tight ass suit walking in the boardroom. It's like, all right, who's responsible for fucking hell cow?
Or
you're fucking
like,
done. Go.
I feel like Stan Lee one day decided to come back to work and was like, what happened?
What have you been doing? Like Howard Hughes?
He's been yeah, yeah, so yeah, yeah, right? And then comes back and is like, who kept listening to me? You listened to me while I was on acid?
Stan, you were pissing in jars.
This?
Why are you here now?
Yeah.
Because
you're right. It's
layer.
All like it's all like between the 50s and like 70s that all yeah. these characters were
Which,
made.
Like when you look at the times, right? Manners, gentlemen,
yeah.
very old school ways of thinking
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
demeanor. Like the 50s to the 70s are every 10 years it changed, right?
But yeah.
It wasn't, the comics of the era are so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's like, how dare you write anything dark?
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
You might offend somebody. And it's like, yeah, but we were making a fucking spider pig. Like, tell me that doesn't
offend
you.
I think it's because also at that time, it was a type of literature that wasn't taken as serious as literature is seen.
Yeah.
So there was no editor that was looking at it and being like, how does this connect on an emotional? They're just like, cool, money.
This
right?
Is
like, yeah. And that's
why it became so successful.
Well, and everybody was probably happy to work. Like, if you were an artist doing the artwork for Spider-Man or Hellcow, you're
fuck
like,
yeah.
Ah, it's my job. Like, whatever,
I
right?
Can draw
so,
Hellcow.
That's right.
Yeah. I work at Marvel.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right?
Like, I'll do whatever they want me to do. Yeah, right? Like, I think it was also, again, it's a time era and an industry that the people, the shareholders, if you will, didn't actually quite understand. They just were like, lots of it.
Yeah.
Make all of it. Make
it
all of
wall.
It. Just
They'll
do it.
It yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this,
see it.
This was a time, too, where they were being sold for like 15 cents,
exactly.
25 cents.
It was
cents.
Nothing. Kids are
right.
going to waste their money on it anyway.
That's right. So kids would waste their money on Hellcow for 25 cents,
yeah.
right? Like,
gotta get them. Gotta get them
yeah.
in the store. Hellcow, Spider Pig.
I hope, maybe there is, but I really hope they make or are a documentary on really the evolution of comic books from the way they started.
Somebody's
even
doing it.
In the 30s to how it is now.
You know what?
You
if
know?
They aren't doing it, you should do it because I guarantee you they
do it.
Like you'd get access to the vaults.
It would be so cool.
Someone will buy it.
Well, even the term graphic novel wasn't something until it started becoming a medium taken more serious.
Well,
you know,
and
like,
that's like,
well, yeah, like until you had an actual novelist that's like, I'll fucking write this shit.
That,
why not?
That episode of Fresh Prince where they keep calling his thing a doll and he's like,
oh,
action figure.
Yeah, that's
action,
right.
It, graphic novel,
that's
not
right.
comic book.
The
right?
only leather bound yeah. books I own are graphic novels.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Sandman yeah. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
No, like people comment on my Watchmen extended edition in the bathroom when they go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, how dare you poop and read in my house? No, I'm kidding. But like, you know, they're like, oh, where 15 years ago, 20 years ago, they would have been like, nerd.
Yeah, or it was just like, what is it? Like, you don't put this in here. People are going to see it.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Go hide your nerddom in
yeah,
the
Yeah, go
corner,
hide
right?
your shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now Mark is like, Mark is just fucking killing it in his collection because
yeah,
all
I'm
of his
real.
Stuff is bearing fruit now.
His Beta
yeah.
Ray Bill stuff is going to go fucking
oh, yeah.
skyrocket.
His Beta Ray Bill is going to turn into a fucking Lamborghini. Like,
yeah.
It's nuts.
Well, that's what it's neat is like, you know, like I was saying, like I had Moon Knight cards that I was
you
like,
go.
You know, and when I got them when I was a kid, I was like, who is this? But, you know, they're Marvel cards or whatever. You're going to keep them. And now they do have increased value because of the popularity of it. And it's kind of neat.
It is.
Cool.
Rob was saying it's rich man's art now. You see, like
yeah.
Nick Cage owned, he bought
three castles.
A
Isn't
T-Rex
his kid
skull.
Named Kal-El? His kid's name is Kal-El.
Heavy metal
or
kid,
Kal.
Too.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
he
yeah.
had the world's leading comic book collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had to obviously sell it. But when
yeah.
you look at when you look at it and going, Nicolas Cage ain't no fucking geek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? That gives it clout. That gives it street credit and shit.
Have you seen Croods 2?
So we've done three. I think we got time for one more.
Yeah,
yeah
let's go
do
for
one.
It.
Let's do it.
All right.
I'm going to roll.
Yeah, we're D20-ing it from now on.
Lucky number seven.
Lucky number
You're
seven.
You're rolling bad today, Martin.
One, two,
I know. I'm getting that all out of the way now. So I want to play one.
Yeah, no doubt, eh?
Didn't crit once.
Okay. This one doesn't have much, but we can attempt it, or we can roll again. We
okay.
have my.
I'll roll again. If you have to say that, I'm gonna roll again.
Yeah, it's Mean Cuisine. There's not much there.
Number 11.
Number 11. Okay, I feel number 11 is
Mean Cuisine. That's
8, 9, 10, 11. Slapstick, ladies and gentlemen.
Slapstick.
I don't even remember Slapstick, but I feel it should be a comedy-based character.
That's funny.
3D man.
All
right.
What's if all the Stooges got morphed together?
I mean, there's two ways it could go. You could go the comedy aspect or like Marvel's Casey Jones.
Because there's a lot here with this.
Where it's like a guy who literally walks around with a hockey stick.
So
slapsticks people. Yeah, like literally.
In a plan to get back at his arch rival Winston for sending him to detention.
Solo name.
Oh my God. So is he a kid?
Steve
no,
dressed
a grown ass man.
Steve dressed as a clown to blend into a crowd at a strange new carnival.
Is that what people do to blend in?
A clown?
A carnival. In a carnival.
Oh, at a carnival. Okay.
I feel I don't.
It feels like you'd be easier just to person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, I just got to say, I think we got Dewey cast a slapstick.
So hang on.
Oh, my God.
Hang on. Before Steve could enact his plan, Winston and his date Heather were kidnapped by several clowns. Steve picked up a mallet as a weapon and followed them. The group entered the Carnival Funhouse and entered a portal disguised as a mirror.
Classic.
As it was closing, Steve followed. At the moment of entry, an energy burst raced across Steve's world, altering the senses of several beings such as Doctor Strange, Silver Surfer, Spider-Man, and Howard the Duck.
Okay. Wow.
His molecule stretched across 30...
His molecules got all real.
The molecules! 3,741 dimensions, and Steve ended up in the realm of the scientist supreme of Dimension X, who resembled Groucho Marx. The scientist helped Steve master his new form, a body composed of living, unstable molecules dubbed electoplasm. This essentially made him a living cartoon character.
Wow.
The scientist who had been ousted from his position by the Overlord theorized that Steve had come to his new form because it was slightly out of sync when entering the Funhouse portal. Using his new powers and a map, the scientist had Steve freed many captive Earthlings from evil clowns from Dimension X and their ruler, the Overlord.
This is going to be the serious role. This is going to be the serious movie.
Yeah, like this one should be like totally from like a horror aspect.
I'm
like
thinking Chris Maloney and Happy.
Oh yeah,
dark horror comedy.
Yeah,
and Sam Raimi
dark horror comedy for sure.
This is what I'm getting. This is the sense I'm getting from hearing.
Okay, go with it. What else?
Well, geez. I mean, man, this,
it's cool
because
all
fun,
of this just sounds great on its own. I don't know how it hasn't been done yet.
I think
Funhouse, horror house, portal,
like an R-rated Roger,
other dimensions too.
Yeah.
Other 3,700 other dimensions.
But I think
Martin.
Of like
R-rated Roger Rabbit. Fuck yes,
yeah,
that's what this could be.
Yeah,
cartoon in live
like,
action.
Think of the actual scene of when they go in through the portal. It's not fun at all. It's not like, oh,
this
will be cool. It's
this
fucking terrifying.
Well, in
it's terrifying.
Clowns, we all know, easy to go dark real quick, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, then you can go with the fucking wait. Spawn is DC or Marvel?
DC.
Spawn
is DC.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was gonna say you could go with the ice cream clown guy.
Oh my god!
But instead of the guy who looks like Groucho Marx, we have Captain Spaulding?
You get Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Metal
or what about the big scary mask from that one season of American Horror Story?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that kind of I want that kind of thing going on here.
Slapstick has cartoon physiology, meaning he can manipulate himself and impractical enough. He's unkillable.
So basically Michael Jordan at the end of Space Jam when he stretches his arm to get the final point.
Yeah.
He can actually do that.
He can also break
like
the fourth wall.
A Mr. Fantastic in a way.
A lot of people don't know. Popeye is actually the most indestructible and unkillable character ever created.
With spinach.
It's true.
Yes.
Sorry, if it's going to be a dark comedy cartoon based kind of like Roger Rabbit, Spider-Pig can make a cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. And you know what they mentioned with everybody? Like, this is the second one where we've got characters. We got Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, and Silver Surfer. Like, this ain't no fucking chump of a character.
Yeah.
He can jump into the multiverse. And be,
well, and if he sees Silver Surfer, then he definitely can see Galactus because they're, you know, that's directly. And, like, he technically could have access to the X-Men and everything, too.
Back to powers, you said, Jimmy. Unstable molecule physiology, which is great. Breaking the fourth wall so he can guest on Forbush's episode.
Invulnerable.
Yeah.
Invulnerable. Crazy weakness. Due to being made of electoplasm, a countercharge of correct frequency will destroy his molecule bonds, thereby incapacitating him until bond cohesion is restored. He can go, like, blow into multiple pieces, it sounds like, right? Like,
he can't die.
Yeah, it sounds like he could... He could basically go down to like a molecule level.
And he'll only do it because he wants it to happen.
Okay, here's the best part of it where you can
him
insert...
and America Chavez could have
so a... It's going to be a cartoon, right? We're going to do he's going to be a cartoon.
For the multiverse.
That'd be nice.
Martin, yeah.
Will he get him voiced by Patton Oswalt?
Oh my god.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's something neat, right, which is where the gags come into play.
Okay.
His gloves have special devices, and he has infinite pockets. In proper cartoon fashion,
yeah.
Slapstick is able to carry an arbitrarily large amount
which
of
makes
stuff
sense.
In his pockets with no burden. So, like, it's his bat belt, right?
Yeah. Like, what's it called? Like the mask.
Yeah.
When he gets arrested, and they just keep pulling stuff out of the
pockets.
Yeah, exactly. And it's endless.
The mask comics are all, like, pretty cool.
Yeah. Well,
they're hyper violent, and just not what the movie was at all.
But, and that's
they
what
didn't know what to do with it.
But that's what I love about. That style is like the mask fully embraced like the comic book realm of it, but the idea, and that's true, is when he puts on the mask he can't die. Remember, he gets shot and then he makes a gag out of it, so that's actually kind of like
that's it. And
he's like invincible in
a way. He could have done anything. He got shot because he wanted to get shot.
Well, and with what we want to do
right.
So Martin doing like a cartoon horror the stuff you probably wasn't diabolical in any cartoon horror. You get to, like, Kill Bill instantly comes to my mind when they break to the anime scene and they show how bloody violent it is. This can run all the way through.
I'd love a Deadpool fight with this guy.
Yeah.
Or even in the Marvel realm, Martin, I didn't tell you, but I actually finished a few weeks ago Hitmonkey.
Oh,
and the animation of that is incredible.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. It's super violent. It's awesome.
Well, it running like, with the Invincible stuff.
It's
right?
gorgeous.
Like, the things we want to do
it's
with
very
this.
Very in right now.
It is, and you can't
it's
get
so
away.
Hot.
You can get away with it because all the exactly like all the what's it called like all the lawmakers that are always like video games are causing shootings. They'll never ever think cartoons can cause that. No. They'll just
they're
disregard
still
them.
That, by the way,
oh, I know. There's a
they're
whole
still
bill.
Doing it.
Yeah, there's a whole bill about the video game.
Fascinating.
Thing. They want to
in
charge
the only place in the world where this happens.
One state wants to charge an extra tax that correct. Basically will go towards like. When the law is broken, influenced from it, that money will go towards, like, I don't know, repair, fix. It's so it's fucking stupid.
Still
it's
happening.
Hostess fruit pies.
It's easier to believe. It's easier to believe that video games are causing it than, say, the accessibility to guns.
Right. In place. Oh, yeah. It's the only place in the world where it happens.
Everybody,
it's
crazy. We just want to say all four of us play a lot of fucking video games. We play a lot
the
of first-person
shooters. The most violent
shooters.
Games, man.
I don't even like guns.
Yeah.
Like, I don't at all.
Outside of shooting aliens and soldiers, I don't want to be violent.
Because any part of me that's like, I wonder what a gun would be like or blah, blah, blah. That's video games. I'll get that out while
good.
I'm playing
I'll
video
you,
games.
Guys,
yeah,
I'll tell you. Like, I had a brief stint in the military. I have played with a lot of these guns because I was joining the artillery, so I had to be
familiar with everything.
When you actually get one of those suckers in your hands the first time, first of all, it's like, fuck, this is heavy. It's not fun.
Yeah.
You don't go, this is cool. Like, it's foreign. It's
and
cold.
And it feels like, oh, this could really hurt. You feel that. You're
and
like,
then,
this could fuck me up.
And then when you think about
it,
like, I'm good with the microphone. I'm good with my cell phone. I'm good with eye-hand coordination things. I don't want to be good with a gun. Like
yeah,
when you're
not,
good with a gun.
It's not necessarily a
that means you're using the gun all the time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You can't be good with a gun and use a gun on Sundays. Like it doesn't. So
well, and I can't help but feel like a little bit of that mentality in the States. A little bit is like even when you brainwash yourself to be like, I have a gun for protection, but you're saying that because you really hope you can fucking use it then justify it with protection.
Yeah. So right? Sorry. Anyway, yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Gunman.
What is gunman?
But you know who doesn't need guns? Slapstick.
No, yeah, doesn't. Slapstick doesn't fucking need guns at all.
Just sticks. Just sticks.
Just sticks.
Wood is good is his motto. Wood is good.
What were those slap bracelet things? Do you guys remember
those
things?
Those
were
that's what I thought those were at first. Like slapstick would like handcuff you.
Are you asking me what those things are? Because they're fucking annoying.
That. What if that's how slapstick handcuffs you? What if that's how he does it? He made his own thing that actually
fits all. And he always says fits all wrists.
You know what it is? Freakazoid.
Freakazoid.
This could just be Freakazoid.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Who's
and you know what's great is we're pitching.
I wonder if he might because the heaviness was Strange, Spider-Man, and Silver Surfer. This could be an alternate reality.
Yeah,
we're also pitching shows that are like these don't need a huge budget, man.
Mm-mm.
No,
these are gonna be like, and if anything, they're gonna make more money because they're fucking cheap to make.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just keep Disney putting like, just make Disney listen to us. We know what we're talking about.
Well, all I'm saying is Disney, like, you got to figure out a way. If you guys are really going to bring in Deadpool, we got to address it soon because Deadpool cannot be
when you get
censored.
Here's my problem with what's going to happen with Deadpool is that it is their coming out moment of like, okay, now that we have all this and now that we're in full control of it, here's what I'm getting at. I watch Kids in the Hall, the new one.
Oh, how is it?
So much fucking.
I hear it's great.
So much fucking dick.
Yeah.
So much.
I'm excited to watch.
Like
so
three, there was
D.
3 D's in the first 30-second sketch, but
that's
like
so they've great.
Been 3D man.
3D man.
It's so good. It's so good. But
Kids in the Hall's always been awesome.
The first sketch is full frontal nudity.
Good for them.
And you're like, okay, I now know where I am with what the rest of this show's going
to
be.
So it's also like what they've wanted to do.
I was going
to
say it's
so much
whole,
of they haven't been able to do this shit.
Right.
They couldn't do it then. They're allowed to do it now.
It's your Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. It's you get to go on a network where you get to do everything that you were never.
They're wearing their
to.
MAGA hat.
That's right.
So
that's right.
I equate what Disney's going to do with Deadpool with what Kids in the Hall did with their show. in the first sequence, Disney will let you know exactly how far they're willing to take this character.
Right.
And then you'll know. Right. And it won't happen at the end, and it won't be a fuck bomb in the middle of it. It will be right off the hop, and you'll either walk
a literal fuck bomb. Disney's going to have to put on a bunch of magnums and just start screwing.
Yeah.
Put holes in them, and they'll keep it cool. Yeah. But like, it
can last longer that way.
You're either going to walk out of the theater or you're going to love it.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? I think they're going to do it in a way where, like, again, the more I look at it, like, again, you can't help but be an obsessive nerd, just like the internet with Multiverse of Madness. But the way that they did such a brilliant job with the other variant universes, with like Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic and whatnot, that was the one that made me realize I think I've been looking at it too linear of how do they bring the X-Men and Fantastic Four in? I think it's no, they exist clearly. It's we're going to go to them.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to be two separate universes that exist under the MCU umbrella, and Deadpool being Deadpool can be what America Chavez does without having that power.
They'll intersect in story.
Totally.
And it's this.
And
okay?
He can do stuff all that right. They don't understand, boom. Right? And we do, he does, that's the joke, and that's Deadpool doing Deadpool, right?
How do mutants feel about people that got superpowers just like from radioactivity?
Yeah.
Do they, like, do they feel they're chumping it? Like
that's what
wannabes?
I mean.
It's not fair.
Right.
Like, we're born with
and
this.
And that's the
like,
thing is, in our...
I found mine in Auschwitz. How dare you just take
well,
a serum?
Well, like, in our MCU universe...
They're purebloods.
Yeah, that's what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Pure
like,
bloods.
Do they behave that way? Like, how does it work?
Well, in super people, for the most part, are seen as, like, heroic. But in the X-Men universe, that's the ongoing struggle, is most humans do not like mutants.
Right.
So that's a different
but
universe
just like,
already
hey, man,
in terms
just like our
like,
universe, we've seen governments...
Yeah.
Give the wrong version of somebody
totally.
In some race. That's why mutants are so outlawed. It's because the government's afraid of them.
Well,
because
like,
they don't,
imagine
they can't
trying
control
to explain
them.
To the people, no, I'm not a mutant. I just have superpowers.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
I can
yeah.
just lift a car.
I fell into a super collider.
Oh, you got to be careful
you
where
you
fall.
You got to be careful where you fall.
I haven't always been this way. Or I haven't always been this green.
I fell into a vat of electric eels.
Fuck, that was great.
Shit, before I got bit by the spider, I was a pretty, you know, normal guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As opposed to, yeah, no, I came out of my mom and
but it's
gills.
Only that it's, I got bit by a spider and then I got to hide it. It's X-Men is like, oh, yeah, no, I just get called mutant and then people throw trash at me.
And then they
flip my parents' car.
Yeah, right? My parents disowned me, actually, and then I had to run away to a school.
I live with Patrick
yeah,
Stewart now.
So I live with this bald dude and, like, other people. It's kind of cool.
Okay, before...
I'm not sad.
Before we're done this...
Not Wolverine sad.
Oh, yeah. No one's Wolverine sad.
Before we're done this, are we casting everybody from Malcolm in the Middle? Is that
that's it.
Okay.
I think the big twist is we've been looking at Slapstick as a man. I think it would be Malcolm's mom.
That's funny.
And I think, if anything, that would be Slapstick.
Jane Kasmerick.
Yes.
At some point throughout every one of these projects, do you throw in, like, the most Malcolm in the Middle moment as possible so it's on the nose, egg on the face? Everybody's like, I've seen this before.
A little bit. I mean, you can't help
what we've
but
been
do
waiting
it.
For.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
No, each show alludes
this
to,
is
to
what
Dr.
Brian
Doom.
Well, hang on, hang on. Martin, what was that? What was that, Martin?
each show alludes to Cranston's Dr. Doom. That's what they're going to do.
That's what I'm
big,
saying.
There big, we, right? That's going to do.
And
Cranston is coming.
What Jimmy said was that... Cranston called Frankie Muniz and said he was working on a Malcolm in the Middle reboot. Maybe
didn't
it's
say
more
it wasn't
a reunion.
In this
yeah, maybe he said it was like more a reunion of them to just work together again.
And yeah.
I think we should hashtag this episode Cranston is coming. This is the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Cranston's coming for the D.
Cranston's coming.
Just Cranston is coming. That's it.
Okay.
Cranston is coming.
I can do that.
Oh fuck.
Well, that's four great. Guys. I think anything more
that's good. I'd like to do that again.
That's our Fantastic Four right there.
That's our Fantastic Four. That's what we're gonna call it for
now. That's our Fantastic Four.
That's our Fantastic.
So Debates from a Hat, I think, is a very good concept.
I think it's a very good I think this should be a
this is good. We should do this again. This
yeah.
is fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And we can do it with like a lot of
Dragon Ball Z.
Well, like, hey,
yeah.
you know what? Like
yeah.
yes. Fuck, Jimmy was like, can I pick Piccolo?
I didn't say what Piccolo. I picked Hercule Satan.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Can I have Hercule Gohan? Satan. No. I was, like, we started the show with Write It Out, right? Because
yeah.
we were like, what are we doing? You have to invent this, right?
Yeah.
I think 150 some odd times of doing a thing. Listener, maybe you could leave a voicemail and tell us exactly your thoughts on that by going to the link in our bio.
Where would you go with everybody?
Right? Or, you know, what did you think of the episode? And what would you like to see for debates from
and
the hat?
And if you came to the live show, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I didn't get your name, dude, but I want you to know that when you ran into me at my day job and said, "Are you Mike from The Real Debaters?" you made my fucking day.
Wow.
Ooh,
that's awesome.
So, like, out of everybody who came, we know it's not going to hide it. Like, the majority of it was family and friends, which is what made it so great. Because it was like, we're going to try this in front of you. And if you guys truly fucking lose your shit, which they did.
Yeah.
Maybe this one day.
We had a man almost got completely naked. He was so happy.
He took off his shirt.
Yeah,
he did.
It was,
and half his pants.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Amazing. And that was because he was so happy to be there.
And a gift certificate.
And
that
they
was
got expired movie passes.
That was the best. They're still valid.
Yeah, they're valid, guys. Don't worry about it. You know, to the girl. Who was the girl that you knew? That was your friend, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jane.
Okay,
oh,
Jane.
Oh, she killed it.
Jane,
she just killed it.
When I looked at Jane and said, "Jane, come up." Jane actually was like, no, it's okay. And I was like, "No, come on up." I did that to us. Because say it.
So one of Jimmy's friends won a gift. Like, she won one of the gift certificates.
Landmark.
And then at the end of the show, Michael was like, "So we just want to open up the floor. Like, does anybody have any questions for about the podcast? Anything like that?" His friend comes up to the mic and just deadpan, "The gift certificate's expired." And then just sits down. And then just sits down. And we fucking lost our minds.
And like,
it was so funny, man.
I knew that, Martin, when he told me. He's like, they're still good. But I didn't say anything. And like, so like, at first,
really made us look like pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The gift card's expired.
It couldn't have been in a better room because it's like, we know everybody. So it's not like.
So, and then after like literally just everyone losing it, Michael goes up and goes, "No, they're still valid." Like, just trust me.
Sir, you'll have to leave. You're being very outrageous. These cards are expired. It clearly says here, expired.
Mike is valid. There is no Michael.
He talked to Angus. We don't know who that is.
Well, so Angus, if you've listened so far, if you haven't
we're
listened
we're so
yet,
sorry.
No, dude, everyone loved it. Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
Please, please let them all in.
Yeah.
Anything else that you guys don't want, like general trash, popcorn, we'll take. And those will be.
Yeah. Yeah, like your free day stuff,
we'll come by again. We'll use them. So. Yeah.
That would be hilarious to give away prizes that we picked up from free day. I think that would be.
Who wants two-day-old popcorn, everybody? There's bags of it.
There's the suitcase I found.
You've got expired fruit pies that are still good. It says expired, but they're still good. Trust me.
They're from the 70s.
It says expired, but they're still good. Oh, fuck.
Like, you take that with milk?
Right, like just for some moisture.
I swear it's expired, but it's still good.
Yeah,
little chunky.
It's just cheese now.
The first people who showed up were people we didn't know, and I regret not getting their names. So I'm talking to both you and the buddy and his girlfriend. And he came in this week at work and was like, "Are you Michael from The Real Debaters?" And I was like, "Yeah," because I was like,
start signing his face like immediately.
I was like, "Did you not get?
Where do you want me to sign?
Did you not get into your movie? Like that's." Like, that's where I went.
You thought he was just an angry, like, are you fucking Michael from The Real Debaters?
Yeah.
Like, we didn't watch our movie, man.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Knocking out expired coupons all up and downtown.
That's how the first few are going to go for us.
This is how we're going to explain that whenever someone approaches, a fan approaches Michael, he starts with,
whatever I did, I'm sorry.
They're valid, I swear. That's how he starts every conversation.
But
it's
he said he had a really great time. He said he felt like it was a lot of fun, and he felt like he was at home and enjoyed it. And I was like, thank you very much, sir. So to you. That this episode's for you, buddy, because you're the first one to find us.
Yeah, you know,
in
it's
public.
Funny. There was a lot of people like when I was talking to after the show, they were like, "I wasn't sure how a live recording would go." A lot of people thought it was like we were doing a recording, and it's like you guys are just like
going to be quiet.
Yeah, like you're going
to
be quiet.
That's how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
But like, no, I was like, no, man, this is like a live show.
Yeah.
Like that sounds horrible for everyone.
I've been to,
like,
I've
silent.
That sounds horrible. Like we're not recording. It's not a comedy special. Like,
we'll save that for the jazz hour with Martin Navarro in the tub.
Right.
This is a listening room.
That is
a little talk during listening room.
You're using your ears and that's it. There.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it was just kind of interesting, and maybe that's because people have done other live recordings, and maybe that's like that's what
it
they
is.
Tell,
no, it is the industry standard where like
it's interesting. I you think go, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You go and you listen to a bunch of other people talk, and I was like, okay, we're gonna do a lot of that, but I don't want like I'm an anti ADD fucking a crowd, so I want something interactive, and I'm a loud mouth, and I want to express my opinion, and everybody has an opinion about movies, so to not would have just been stupid.
And that's why you listen to the show. Yeah. The show, right? It's like going to see a band. Like, if I want that, oh, I don't like background noise, or I want, like...
Listen to this here.
You listen to the album, and then when you go to them, it's that experience. Whatever they're going
to
give you.
Dave Grohl
right?
talks to the crowd.
All the time, right? Like,
I'm no Dave Grohl, but hey, I'm going
to
talk to you.
And people, by the end, started really liking coming to the mic. Like,
they
were people running, remember? They were.
They
the
were
joke
fight.
Was they were going to fight to the mic for that gift card, right?
At one point, Doug and Cam both got down in, in the starting blocks. And I was like, okay, go. And they both ran to.
Yeah.
So, like, thank you to friends and
people
family.
See someone else ask a question, they get a little more comfortable.
It does, yeah. And you guys did not require a lot of poking.
No,
prodding,
you did not.
So,
no, and I think too is like, again, I get it. Some people in the audience get anxiety about being put on the spot or whatever, but like, that's not at all. It was like, you come up if you want. We're not going to put anybody on the spot or anything like that.
Yeah, and you know what you're here for, right? Like, it's, you clearly see we're all acting like assholes to each other.
Yeah.
You're going to get it, and you can also give it.
Like, some of the best feedback I heard was people were saying, I could listen to you guys just bantering with each other like all day, and that was like awesome. And right, and like sometimes we get cautious because we're like, okay, we're going off topic too much. But some people are like, that's the shit. They
you've
love,
opened up a fucking
right?
Pandora's box. We're gonna go so deep in the fucking weeds now.
Yeah,
I haven't told anybody yet, but just an FYI, I will be back in Winnipeg in August, end of August.
Oh,
just a few days, only a few days. I'm coming back for a wedding.
Yeah, you're sneaking. I knew. I knew.
You that's
said,
epic.
Anybody,
so
if we can do a live recording during that time,
of course we can.
I get back from Toronto last week of August. So
okay,
I bet you by the time I get back, you're getting in, so that's perfect.
Well, and here's an interesting thing, Martin. Raj, who was there, is getting involved. This is for listener two.
Yes,
you guys can listen to this, guys. Where he's involved with the gas station theater, and they have an outdoor patio now. And we were gonna do something for trivia, but they already have somebody, which is totally cool. And he was like, "Well, I still want to do something." And I was like, "Well, we can take this anywhere. I've got a computer and a thing." Yep. So we could essentially do something from the patio while you're here.
That'd be cool.
If that works out.
I'm still I will have the 20, like the Sunday free, and I'm here until Tuesday. So I'll have a Sunday, Monday free.
Yeah, like a Sunday night show there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
the
care.
The Sunday night sex show with Martin Navarro, Jazz Hour.
But like, it would be a great test run to do an outdoor show.
What's the date, sorry, on that Sunday?
We'll talk after.
Okay. Yeah.
People listening don't give a fuck anymore.
Oh, no, they will. They like this stuff. Because they're like, they're just normal people, too.
We're normal.
We've been normal from the start.
That's right.
The best part of the first episode is, I think we're working now. I think it's recording. I don't know.
But that's, I love it. Live show, summertime, let's go for it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I'm down to do it. In the heart of the... So, anybody in Winnipeg, there you go. We might be doing another live show a lot sooner than before we thought we were. So, stay tuned for that. You need to subscribe to the show so that you can stay in the know. So, any podcast.
Someday, Real Debaters on tour.
Yeah, that would be so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Cross Canada tour.
The road show?
Yeah.
Cool.
I would do it.
Aren't you guys bringing the gear out here?
Yep.
Or something?
Absolutely.
Yep. We're going to be in Vancouver.
You guys should also do segments of you guys on the road for the whole trip.
Hey, dude, I have a portable recorder.
I think you guys should totally
I bought it
do
for
that.
Such things that finally happened.
And you guys should make it seem like you're just bumped into Martin. What's up?
You live
what
here?
What are you doing here?
I thought sorry, guys, just getting out of my Lamborghini.
Throws the keys at the camera. Sorry, guys. Bam.
Stick around. Listen to the end credits. Stay in touch with us. You can leave a review. You can leave a voicemail and follow us on one of the many platforms you can. If you want to watch dumb shit, hit the TikTok. If you want to just know what's in the thing for the show, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are probably the least used, but still stuff goes out. But either way, just get involved in the Debaterverse because this is fun. And
you can
leave
us voicemails too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, we'll play it because it's audio and that's what we do here.
Oh, and we have cool merch.
Yeah, we do.
We have signature merch.
Skateboards?
Yeah.
Skateboards?
Skateboard. But the signature shirts are live, ladies and gentlemen. That's another thing. If you want to dress like Charles or Jimmy or Martin, we have all made shirts that have some of our favorite props from some of our favorite films and shows on them. If you can figure them out, then you're just as nerdy as we are. So welcome to the club. They are on our site through Threadless. Soft, cozy t-shirts, big hoodies.
Butter soft.
But like that concert t-shirt that we all love.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what we have.
So, and they're cool, man. The
they're
shirts
cheap.
Are cool.
They're
and
cheap, guys. They start at $22,
and
right?
they're very cool shirts.
You get free shipping over $75, I think, with that site. So
maybe
when
you
we,
get three.
You know, we're probably going to be putting an order in together. So if some of our friends and fans want to jump in on that and they don't want to pay shipping, I'm totally down. Just we'll figure out a way to make it work. And,
oh, man, totally.
But they're all there, and there's also a shirt for the unofficial official mascot, Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody who buys one of those shirts, we just donate the money straight to Manitoba Underdogs.
Yeah.
Nothing gets made off of that. So
no, yeah.
It's straight donation.
It's for the dogs.
Yeah. We're not
for animals.
We're not a charity that doesn't give money to the charity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll take all our profit
and
give it to them.
It's a really cute shirt. The design is great.
And every time you buy one of the shirts that represent me, all the money goes to me.
That should actually be a thing. So, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what it says on the back of the shirt.
Yeah. Whoever can
proceeds
sell the
to.
Yeah, proceeds.
The Jimmy Skinner Foundation.
To just Skinner's
Enterprises.
Skinner.
Martin, give me any of your dates so I can put them in this that are coming up because then people can see them and shit.
I don't know my dates right now.
Okay,
I have
that's
to
fine.
Check.
Just email them to me after the show.
Okay.
So that people in Vancouver.
I'm doing one tonight.
Oh,
nice. Actually, me and Jimmy are doing a show in Vancouver together.
I don't know.
I have to confirm it, but I'm pretty sure I can get on that show.
You could probably get on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be knowing when Jimmy and me are heading out to see Martin with our significant others.
Well, the show will be June 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody out
shit,
there?
That's coming up, you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys are heading out soon.
So, yeah, we are. Yeah.
That's
so
exciting.
Vancouver, we're coming for you. 3Ds right up in your face. And I've been slapstick.
Oh my God, I have been hindsight lad.
Forward, man.
And. Come on.
I have been. I don't know. Fuck.
No, you're 3D, man.
I don't want to be 3D, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch all the movies. See you next week. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Spanish ladies.
And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared. Because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there, that would be great, too. Because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. So that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website, you can email us, or you can go straight to the website, rate us in Podchaser, therealdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless. And it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's all of our, it's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck and donate it to your cause, there is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, well, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5, and you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So, yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to, because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody again who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more. So it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.